Love Talk Radio. Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talent, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone. Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
And it is Monday, the first Monday in December, and it hasn't snowed. Isn't that shocking? It has not snowed. We're in Chicago, and it's always snowing and cold here. That's a conversation we were having last night, and it's like, we need to quit saying that, because I'm enjoying it without the snow. I don't need to see snow to see the holiday. I'm good, so what about you? Happy Earth Day, birthday, born day, if you're celebrating your natal day. We're celebrating it here with you on the Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show. And let us always keep in mind and in prayer those who are sick and shut in, the non-believers, and those who have given up hope. There's always hope. and is right on the other side of despair and fear. So you got to remember that you cannot ever, ever, ever give up. Because the moment you give up, you say that it ain't happening. And it's just a test. But we don't know it's a test. So we've got to do the work on ourselves and have faith and trust and know that the universe is working on our behalf. And if we think negative things will happen, that's exactly what will happen. That's exactly why I developed the Worry Workshop, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that later. But today, in the news, it is Cyber Monday. There's a lot of online shopping fraud going on. I'm seeing jackets and shoes and designer clothes online for $2.99, $3.99. Come on now. You know that's a quack. And then you put your information in there, and they get your credit card information, and they start it in a whole new ID in your name to ruin your credit. So you might want to keep that in mind. Anyway, if it sounds too good to be true, chances are it is. It is not true. So I just want to share that with you. If you are joining us this morning, you will see that Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations will be joining us. And the topic of discussion today is a beautiful mind. Now, what is a beautiful mind? A beautiful mind. We will be discussing Ye, also referred to as Kanye West. So I just wanted to share that with you. So, this should be an interesting show today. I promise you it'll be unlike any other. If you're listening online and you want to join us, you can send in your questions or comments after the break at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak, and you can join us there. And if you're watching on social media, you can watch us on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, as well as our YouTube channel. Did I say YouTube? And Facebook.com, Higher Learning TV Show. Catch us there. And you can also see us on my Instagram page, which is Zelda Speaks. I didn't know I had so many pages. You know, you really need young people around you to hook these things up, and then you got two or three working. It's just a hot mess. I got lots of pages, so Google it. You'll find it, I promise you. If you are headed out and about this morning, ooh, Lord, that's a whole nother show. I feel for you because there's a hot mess outside. And it is not even, it's just 7 o'clock. So get ready because it's crazy. Traffic and weather. Traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of iTix.com. If you are looking to travel anywhere in the U.S. or in the world for that matter, you can go to iTex.com and you can begin the process of going where you want to go with no cash. So pay attention or pay cash. And I know you don't want to pay cash, so check it out. Low in the 40s today. Today's weather above, a little bit above average. We were discussing that cloudy, but there is a chance of showers and a chance of mixed snowflakes. So you've been looking for that white Christmas, you just might have it. Anyway, on the metro, there are no reported delays, but baby, on CTA, there's a lot of them. On between 69th and 95th, they have shuttles in place because of the accident on the Dan Ryan, and I'll get to that in just a minute. But as we take a look at the Kennedy inbound, it is 35 minutes inbound, 30 on the outbound. On the Eaton's, your usual delays, 25 in, 21 out. On the Eisenhower, it's another story, 38 minutes inbound and 24 in the reverse. On the Stevenson, 29, 27 on the reverse. Now, this is where the trouble comes in. It's over 50 minutes on the Dan Ryan inbound, and outbound, it's almost an hour. And the delays started at after an accident, and Dan Ryan has been shut down outbound between 83rd and 87th. So if you're on the expressway, you want to get off at 63rd, even 43rd, and just make it in the way to the loop any way you can, because you do not want to try that King Drive, Cottage Grove, any of those streets will get you downtown. On the Bishop Ford, it's 15 in, 12 out, and Deuce Harbor Lakeshore Drive, it is 11 minutes in and 10 minutes on the reverse. And that's your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of Chicago.itex.com. So if you want to, if you're a business owner or entrepreneur and you want to be a part of an experience that allows you to go and do some shopping and you don't have to pay your money, yeah, I'm all for that, what aren't you? Go to Chicago.itex.com. You'll be glad to be here. You can thank me later. And remember to set those DVRs for the Higher Learning Network TV show, Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19. And 24/7 on our YouTube and Facebook channel. So be sure and check that out. Oh, and while you're there, set your DVRs for the Higher Learning Network TV show, Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1, Channel 19. And you can watch all the shows 24/7 on our YouTube channel. And while you're there, we all know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who has eaten just a little bit too much. And chances are they may be diabetic and don't even know it. As you know, I was diabetic for over 10 years and didn't know it. But I found out on my way into surgery, and so I just thought I want to help others who have had that experience. And they don't even know they're diabetic. Lots of folks don't go to the doctor. And you can't blame them because you know they're going to give you a pill. And that's not getting to the root of the problem. The root of the problem is nutrition, because everything we eat comes from a factory. It doesn't come out the ground. I'm so glad that I had a chance to live in the South. So I got a chance to plant some beans and peas and greens and learn how to chop some cotton. That was not my fun experience, but I learned some things that I would not know today if I had not had the experience of living in the South. All right? Okay. I just want to share that with you. Now I want to share with you Monday morning mindfulness inspiration from Mike House. Who's Mike House, Zelda? Well, Google him. You'll see, so you can get on the list, too. The only drawback is you cannot respond to his messages because there are so many people on there. And, you know, your phone pinging all day. I don't want to be bothered with that, so just don't respond. So I don't. Okay. It says Monday, December 5th. My spiritual practices keep me in the flow of life. The flow of life is a natural, universal occurrence. The omnipresence of God is everywhere, equally present. And wherever God is, there is an abundant flow of well-being. Therefore, the flow of abundance remains regardless of our awareness. Once we achieve or manifest a thing or two, we sometimes begin to feel powerful. As soon as we allow our ego to tell us we are powerful alone, we begin to skip our spiritual practices. We begin to skip our spiritual practices. And that's what we're going to work on in just a few minutes, our spiritual practices. Moving ourselves out of the flow. So you want to stay in the flow. When I forget to incorporate my spiritual practice of praise, prayer, and connecting to the presence, I distance myself from the flow. I reconnect the presence instantaneously when I surrender my willingness. Ooh, I love that. I reconnect to the presence instantaneously when I surrender my willfulness. I return to the natural flow of life. All flows to me and through me for my highest good and for the highest good of the universe. Thank you, life, in me, through me, in me, as me, around me, through the Christ, the Creator, within. And so it is. And that is taken from 1 Corinthians 6:17. But he who unites himself with our Lord becomes one with him in spirit. And that's your Monday morning mindful inspiration from Mike House. Hope you enjoyed it. I certainly enjoyed sharing it with you. So you be sure and share it with someone else, because we all need a little encouragement every now and again, right? If you are watching us this morning, You will know at this time it is 7:14, and at 7:15 we have our Monday morning mindfulness meditation, which is one of those spiritual practices I was talking about. And the spiritual practices that we do here on the Female Solution is deep breathing, because it expands the lungs, it triggers the brain receptors to be in the happiness mode. And we want all of this just to be happy and glowing and moving and loving and enjoying life. And how do we do that? We start that first thing in the morning by giving ourselves the first 5 minutes of the day. Eventually you'll work your way up. I spend about 30 minutes to an hour depending on the day. So let us begin the process. As we close our eyes, giving thanks for the power of the breath, because somebody somewhere didn't wake up this morning, and if they woke up, they had breathing problems or trachea problems, so consider yourself fortunate. That means you're breathing, you got work to do, so let's get started. Oops. Forgot to take something out there. That sounded not sound right, so I want you to focus on the sound. And just listen and start the breathing process. Breathing in for 5 seconds and breathing out for 5 seconds. And breathing through the nose. Deep, long, deep inhale and exhale. That's how you get the experience. So you can close your eyes. You don't have to look at me. You should only be looking at the inside of your eyelids. Okay? Let us begin the process. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. And this sound is just to help you gather your thoughts and focus on your breathing. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale through the nose. If you are breathing deep enough, you will feel a nice, warm, glowing feeling come over your body, especially just up in here. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Once more. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. You see, when you close your eyes and begin the breathing process, you arm yourself with the power of that which created you, because your breath is your first line of defense. It protects your sanity and, even more importantly, your immunity. That is your immune system. This is the practice that can move you forward in the process of developing a ritual. That's what spiritual is. It's a ritual that you give yourself on a daily basis because you appreciate yourself. And you know that without the Creator, you would not be here. So let us continue to inhale deeply. And exhale, giving thanks for the power of the breath, beginning at the top of the head. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And as we release that breath, feel the breath moving throughout the face, down through the face and down through the shoulders. And just start rotating those shoulders, moving those shoulders backwards and forward. Don't look at me. Rotate those shoulders and give thanks as we inhale deeply. Hold it. And as you exhale, stretch those arms, because you've been asleep all night. All the mucus is built up in the body, and there may be some trauma or some drama there, and you just want to move the energy around, because we're just a ball of energy in a body, and energy needs to move, because energy never dies. It simply transforms into another vehicle, and the vehicle we presently have is the body. So let us continue to breathe in. And as we breathe out, just stretch and stretch and move the body from side to side. And if you can, turn around to the left, and you should feel, well, you won't feel it, but it's your organs, your heart, liver, lungs, spleen, spine, they'll feel it. Your digestive system organs, they will feel it. So let's stretch some more. Inhale deeply. And turn around and give your body a little twist. It's like wringing your clothes out, but you're wringing your insides out. That's a good thing because they need movement too. We sit all day at these computers, okay? So we need to move. We need to inhale deeply. And exhale once more. Inhale deeply. Bring those arms up and bring them down. And exhale once more. Inhale deeply. And as you exhale, giving thanks for the power of the breath that is moving through your body, we give thanks as it continues to move through the chest, the solar plexus, and the side. As we move from side to side, doing the higher learning hip roll. Yes. And we give thanks for the power of the breath that keeps us moving as we inhale deeply. Giving thanks that the breath continues to move down through our bodies, our back, our buttocks, our thighs, and our knees. Oh, yes, honey, rub those knees because at some point in time, the knees going to talk to you. I promise you. Inhale deeply. And as you exhale, giving thanks for the power of the energy moving through your body, through the knees, the legs, the shins, the ankles, the arches, the feet, both top and bottom, and the toes. Yes, wiggle those toes as we inhale. Bringing more love, light, and energy back up through the feet and the ankles and the arches and the instep and the legs. And bring that energy back on up with another breath. Through the knees and the thighs and the hips. Feel free to touch those body parts because the body needs attention. The body always needs attention. The body loves, the body craves attention as we continue to inhale and exhale. Bringing that energy to the inside of our stomach and our intestines, the digestive system, as you continue to breathe in and breathe out. Giving thanks for the ingestion system where we eat our food and the digestive system where the food and the assimilation system and the elimination system to move that food out of you. Because if it sits there, honey, you're going to have some problems. It's called constipation. And a whole lot of folks is constipated. Better get you some Nopalina. As we inhale deeply, giving thanks for the power of the breath we bring, the power of the breath back up our sides and our chest and our shoulders as we rotate those shoulders forwards and backwards, giving thanks as we continue to breathe in and as we continue to breathe out. And just be with that breath. See what that feels like. As you breathe in, hold it, and as you breathe out, giving thanks for the heart, the liver, and the lungs, and the brain, which is working on our behalf. All of our body organs are working on our behalf, and we don't have to do anything with the exception of breathing in. Hold it. And breathing out. How does that feel? Feels good, doesn't it? When I breathe in and breathe out, I feel the release of tension immediately in my shoulders because that's where I hold most of my tension. Where do you hold yours? This is where I hold mine. So that's why I'm always moving here. And these shoulders rotating backwards and forward. Let's breathe in some more. And this time as we breathe in and breathe out, blow it out. Once more, breathe in. And blow it out. Open your mouth and say, releasing that energy. Once more, breathe in. And as release, release, breathe out through the mouth and say, letting all of that tension flow outside of you getting it away from the body. As we take one long, last, deep inhale deeply and hold it and release. Take these two fingers and this thumb and massage the back of that neck. That's where the vagus nerve is, and that is part of the immune system. You want to keep that vagus nerve stimulating. And feel free to rub your back, touch your neck, anything back there that needs your attention, because this is where I hold my stress. And chances are you may hold yours too. And you can take these fingers and just knead the back of your neck or the back of your shoulders, wherever you hold your attention. But be sure and take those fingers and squeeze, squeeze, squeeze and massage and love on that vagus nerve. Yes, you do, because it's the one that will protect you in times of chaos and confusion, not the pills. But the promise to yourself to love yourself, because this is all part of the Monday morning mindfulness stress relief. So let us take one more long, last, deep inhale deeply. And as we exhale, bring your head forward, chin to chest, and slowly rotate the head to the left, slowly, slowly, slow down, you're moving too fast. You should just be getting to the back and moving around to the right, and slowly bringing the head back around to the middle, head up, inhale deeply. And as you exhale, bring your head back down, chin to chest, and slowly rotate the head to the right. That's why you're sitting up straight, so you won't get a little crook. And if you do, it's just air. It's okay. And you slowly rotate that head to the left and bring it back around to the right. Head up. Inhale deeply. And look to the left as far as you possibly can, feeling the stretch in the right side of the neck. And bring your head back. Inhale deeply. And look to the right as far as you possibly can, feeling the stretch on the left side of the neck. Oh, yeah, that feels good, doesn't it? Ooh. Mm-hmm. I love it. Inhale once more. Giving thanks that we are always at the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing. Because our Monday morning mindfulness spiritual practice is something that can help us in times of chaos and confusion. And as you see here on the board, these are a few of the practices that you can practice in order to be mindful of what you wear. Because the designers knew. The designers know something that you don't know. And they know that wearing clothing with a name on it, particularly a name that has significance, not a designer's name, but a name that you may very well be aware of, and that is the name that you choose. And the name that I choose today is to inhale affirmations and to exhale negative self-talk. How about that? And there are a whole lot of, well, not a whole lot of others, but there are others on the page that you can use to remind yourself of your greatness. So when you look into the mirror and you say that affirmation, you are giving power to those words, and that is who you become. So we inhale affirmations. Exhale negative self-talk. We inhale the genius that is within us, and we exhale doubt. Excuse me. We inhale affirmations of love, and we exhale doubt. And if you need love, it all starts with self-love, and this is part of the process. So just go to our website, Higher Learning TV Show, and you will get a chance to see one of the many shirts that you can practice on. When you look in the mirror, you can meditate to activate. And that's what we're doing this morning. We are activating the power that is within. And that is the power that you were born with, that you were given by the Creator. And now it is your time to do something with it. And I thank you for sharing this video and for sharing your morning with me. on Monday Morning Mindfulness. We'll be taking calls pretty soon at 515-605-9325, and we will be joined by Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivation. And that's your Monday Morning Mindfulness Meditation. Be sure and share it with someone. And please go to my YouTube channel, Zelda Speaks, or Zelda Speaks Mindfulness. I have something very special there for you, so be sure and go and check it out. It is 7:30, and you know what that means. It is time for our first commercial break. And when we come back, we will be joined with Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivation. So you stay close, and we will be right back.
And thanks so much for joining me. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, the stressologist. Any stress in your life? Well, most of us do. Unfortunately, we don't know what to do with that stress, especially as it relates to worry. I was once a worried about everything, and I finally figured it out with some training. Yeah, I've been certified with the American Society of Training and Development, National Speakers Association, and all of the others. But none of those organizations helped me stop worrying. They just gave me validation for the public to see what credentials I have. So the credentials I have now are from life experience, and I've learned how not to worry. And you can learn how not to worry, too. It is indoctrinated in us to worry. We don't have the answers, so we think the worst is going to happen. Well, I got to think about that. And that is the Worry Workshop. So I'm going to pull that up for you on my blog. Why do you worry when you don't have to? Go to my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. And you can sign up right there and find out how you... And remember, sharing is caring. If you care about yourself and your loved ones, help them see their way out of a mess. Give them the gift. It makes a great birthday gift. It makes a great holiday gift. So instead of running to the store getting something that they really might not need, give them a worry-free life. Give them the gift of a worry-free existence.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care, from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soul Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Viata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Crime in Chicago contains entries. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 7-7 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Thank you for joining us back here on the Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show. I'm your host, Adele Speak. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. You just heard Dr. Willie Wilson speak on the crime in Chicago, and that was one of the main concerns last night at the where he was endorsed by the Filipino community. And, oh, my God, it was so many people there. It was, they were just so excited to know that someone has their back and is not a politician, so to speak, but a man with a heart, a humanitarian who cares. And I'll be showing you some of that footage later. But right now, I want to deal with the issue at hand, and the issue is at hand is your mind, a beautiful mind. In the context of what is going on in the world, you know Ye, he's changed his name, Kanye West, has brought to our attention what's really going on in the world and what's going on behind the scenes that we don't see. And they try to block him by these the verbiage. And we're going to get into that. But I'm going to bring on to the show a man who can break it down for you all the way down. And that would be none other than our very own Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations, and he breaks it down just like it is. Welcome to the show, Grand Rising, Lionel. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Peace be with you, Grand Rising. Halo. And I'm humbled and very appreciative of the opportunity once again to join you.
And I'm honored to have you. When you told me that subject, I was like, oh, okay, it has not been my intentions to talk about it because everybody else is talking about it. But when it came from you, Lionel, I said to myself, now I know we're going to get a different perspective on this. So, yeah, let's do this. So thank you so very much for choosing the topic and choosing it to share it on the Female Solution. How did you come up with that?
Well, I mean, the movie, the review that I did on this movie is somewhat, I think it was back in the 80s or 90s, early 90s or something. And it's remarkable how a movie can articulate ideas in ways that you know, really either sensationalize and blow something out from that perspective, or it can really give you insight into certain political, historical realities. And it has been something that I've advocated for quite some time, how important history is to understand it. And it's not an accident that history is not something that many people in the modern world, especially in the industrialized modern Western society, have much respect for and much knowledge of. And that's unfortunate, but it is really evidence of how desperately we need to get real, as the young people say. And recognize that it is through our ignorance of history and our foolish fun mentality that has led us into the situations that we find ourselves in politically today and socially, to the point where people are getting it's just a very desperate situation that can be corrected if we get real. And that's what we want to talk about in the context of this movie and the controversies, not so much around Kanye West, but around the issue of conspiracies.
Yes.
Historically, deeply rooted conspiracies that people have committed themselves to for generations, moving forward, like a small business growing bigger and bigger based upon, you know, how they execute a plan. And so it's serious, but unfortunately, you know, having a serious state of mind and not one that reacts out of habit and out of fear is going to be a real test of how we come through these darkest hours before the dawn.
Mm-hmm. Because it
so is I would like to read the review that I did of the movie, and then we can start talking about it from that perspective, if that's okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, again, I said this was back in the 90s. The movie's called A Beautiful Mind, starred Russell Crowe starring role, a kind of a autobiographical story of a man by the name of John Nash. Rarely does a movie made in America today receive critical acclaim without explicit sex, horrific violence, and awful special effects. Awesome special effects. A Beautiful Mind, based upon the life of Nobel Prize-winning mathematician John Nash, is a phenomenal exception. Phenomenal because of the subtle message and the relevance it has to political issues in the modern world. A Beautiful Mind, directed by Ron Howard, former Opie of the Andy Griffith Show, and starring Russell Crowe, tells a compelling story of high-level, top-secret government espionage, the horrors of mental illness, and a love-fueled commitment of a wife who weathered a storm of controversy to protect and restore her husband's dignity and reputation.
Okay.
The subtle message of A Beautiful Mind is first gleaned from the word beautiful. It means to possess the quality or aggregate of qualities that give pleasure to the senses or that pleasurably exalts the mind. The subject of the movie, John Nash, was first awarded a coveted scholarship to a prestigious university because of his gifted intellect. Yet the subject of the thesis that earned him a doctorate and later the Nobel Prize is the key to unlock the chamber of secrets obscured in the movie. Governing dynamics sought to define, according to mathematical principles, the influences and forces in human social relationships that exert control over the direction and progress of various group members. It is interesting to note that his observations of nature, that is the pecking order of birds and the reflection of sunlight through crystal, laid the foundation of his inspired conclusions. Of particular import were the statements that his professor and others, that governing dynamics presented a formidable challenge to the existing theories currently being applied. As such, John Nash's thesis brings to mind the saying that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Because although they were true and indeed exalting the mind, the ideas he presented were not greeted with pleasure by everyone. competition.
Mm-hmm.
According to the reports from interviews interviewing critics discussing the movie, such controversy began to unfold in his life, the life of John Nash, after publishing his thesis. Most noteworthy of these were charges of homosexuality and anti-Semitism that curiously went unmentioned in the movie. Later, he was committed into a mental institution for the criminally insane, which was extensively addressed in the movie. Demonstrating extreme fear that government entities referred to as Russians in the movie were out to get him prompted his arrest and confinement. I'm taking too long with this.
Oh, no. Highly, ready?
Okay. Highly classified work that he claimed to have done for the State Department, interpreting coded messages from newspapers and magazines, was flatly denied or disavowed by government officials. You remember that statement from Mission Impossible?
Uh-huh.
If you get caught or killed, the government will disavow any knowledge of your activities. Back to the review.
Hi.
It is our contention, based upon a mountain of historical evidence of a material and circumstantial nature, that John Nash's thesis of governing dynamics uncovered and announced the existence of a shadow government exerting tremendous influence in world affairs. Of specific import is that his thesis provided credible and substantive support to the intensely controversial position espoused by Adolf Hitler's Aryan master race movement that charged the Zionist Jew with conspiring to rule the world. Under the pretext of being God's chosen people, they were allegedly manipulating other nations, particularly America, with cultural and economic strings like puppets. After researching the historical context of the movie, which was essentially the biographical book by Sylvia Noster, the accusations of homosexuality stemmed from an unsubstantiated single record charging John Nash with making lewd advances and indecent exposure in a washroom. The charges of anti-Semitism, according to reference at Chicago's Harold Washington Library, had no specific information at all. Thus, it seems plausible that both charges came as persecution in direct consequence to his thesis on governing dynamics to discredit and punish him. Consideration must also be given to the interest of truth and understanding of two highly controversial books. The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion and Some Dare Speak Out. Both publications, vehemently condemned by pro-Zionist groups, chronicle a malicious, vainglorious international conspiracy that led to the establishment of the State of Israel at gunpoint and at the expense of Palestinians. In conclusion, the current condition of high alert due to the threats of terrorism against America come in the aftermath of more than 50 years of horrific and dehumanizing occupation of Palestinians by Israelis that is sustained and maintained with American support. Support that is in violation of common decency and more UN violations than was leveled against Saddam Hussein, has its roots in Judeo-Christian religious tradition of arrogant racism and conscientious stupidity. idea that one God, the one God, Allah, would give preference to one race over another simply because of their bloodline is a vainglorious, corrupt interpretation of Abraham's covenant that flies in the face of the Most High's governing dynamic of compassionate justice and universal mercy. Mm. Quote from the Holy Quran, and this is the end of it.
Okay.
And who turns away from the religion of Abraham but such as debase their souls with folly, foolishness? Abraham, the one God Allah rendered him pure in this world, and in the hereafter he will be in the ranks of the righteous. Behold, his Lord said unto him, bow your will to me. Abraham said, I do bow my will to the one God, Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the universe. And this is the legacy that Abraham left to his sons, and so did Jacob. O my sons, the one God has chosen the faith for you. So die not except in a state of submission to the one God. And that's the end of the review.
Mm. Wow. That says a lot.
It was. I didn't mean to take up that much time, but I...
Oh, you got hours. This is the show to talk about it. You need to take up some time. People need to hear the truth.
Well, the truth has yet to be verified. My stating it does, you know, truth is based on consensus also. The more people hear it, the more people may be able to make a judgment as to whether or not it's true or not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where misinformation, disinformation interferes with the process. You know, people get so much information that they don't know what's real.
Right.
But that's why history is important. You can't change history once you actually dig deep enough to see what it is.
Okay.
And how things have evolved, not by conversion or justice, but by willful, deliberate efforts to undermine justice and divine law.
Well, it is because of the past that has been kept from us. You know, sometimes we don't even know the truth when we hear it.
Well, that's why in your soul, when we talked about, I think a couple of months ago, we were talking about the truth registers deep within your soul. Pain that breaks you down takes you to deeper places within yourself. And there, if you have real faith in God, you will make a contact with something that's deeper than this world's psychological programming. And that is where you can begin to grow and find truth, that which is deep within you, in your soul.
Amen.
Alhamdulillah.
And that's a process. That's work. Many of us are not ready to do that work. We just go with the flow or whatever they tell us, and that's it.
It's happening, though. The resurrection, in my understanding, is something that's going to come as a result of people getting deep within their soul. And when the things that motivate and move you in your conscious mind start to shake and tremor like a house of cards, you will start getting deep. You will start to get real.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's happening. I just hope to be in a position to provide some direction where people can reason their way through these circumstances.
Mm. Well, I think you're giving some form of direction as you speak, because people may or may not have been aware, excuse me, of exactly what's going on because of the hidden truth and things of that nature. So I think you're doing a service.
All praise due to the Most High. I know that, you know, there are very few people even heard of this book called The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion.
No, I hadn't heard of it.
Well, by the grace of Allah, I came in contact with that book when I first moved to Chicago in 77. And I don't know what happened to it. I lost it somewhere along the line. It may still be buried in some of my boxes and stores that I got stored up. But it's a controversial book. It's been banned in most countries.
Oh, wow.
It was very, very much a part of the propaganda machine of the Nazi Party. And although they were some very terrible people, they did some terrible things, there were a lot of historical connections that they made with this situation, with these stories. And this book called The Protocols was supposedly fabricated, but a lot of the things that they said in that book have come to fruition. In terms of the degeneration of the Western society, in terms of moral and spiritual degeneration, the hedonistic self-indulgence, the exploitation of so many people through foolish behavior, gambling has gotten completely out of control, and violence and disrespect for life has never been worse. So we got a lot of problems, and the problems, according to conspiracy theories, are being orchestrated willfully to bring down populations, to reduce population, human population. So we got a lot of work to do, but all praise is due to the Most High. There is a God, and all we have to do is get back in touch.
Okay.
With those fundamental realities of life, Curtis Mayfield said, "Get back to living again," in one of his songs.
Yeah. Yeah, but people were conscious back in the day. It's like now anything just goes, you know, if somebody said it, we got to believe it, and that's how it is. We just go for anything, so... I'm most grateful you brought up Curtis Mayfield, because it's like we had a different consciousness back in the 70s. We don't have that anymore. It's like, go for it. You know, whatever you think, whatever you feel, go for it. It doesn't matter whether it hurts or harms someone. It doesn't matter. It's just like, what was the name
of the song? Well, we had a lot of crazy stuff going on in the 70s, too.
Yeah, we did.
So,
but it's time to
get... There's always some people who are trying to direct us in the right direction, and hopefully we'll listen to those.
I certainly hope so too. It is 7:58. If you just joined us, we are discussing the movie Beautiful with Brother Lionel Abdul Haq of Community Cultivations, and how it is. The information that was hidden from us is still relevant today, and how it is still affecting us today, and things that we are may or may not, probably most of us are not aware of here on The Female Solution. So if you would like to call in and have joined the discussion at 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. And we will take your call and look forward to hearing from you. But right now, we're going to hear from our sponsors here on The Female Solution. So you stay close, and we will be right back.
Kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person cannot decide what is the best for our 77 communities. politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, with my co-host today, Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivation. And before the commercial break, we were discussing past history, the movie, The Beautiful. I've got to go see that movie, Lionel. I have not seen the movie. I can't believe it. I have not seen it.
It's called, the title is The Beautiful Mind.
The Beautiful Mind, yes. Yeah, I have.
And it's a Russell Crowe movie. I've done a couple of his in the last couple of shows, but it's a very fascinating political story, much like Mission Impossible. You know, I was a big fan of Mission Impossible. I used to run home from the street when I was a teenager to get Mission Impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the ability to manipulate people's consciousness to affect their judgments based upon the way you shape things to look is what Mission Impossible did every week, you know. And it's fascinating to really understand. And then when you get into conspiracy theories, secret societies, Skull and Bones, and Illuminati, these organizations, these historical organizations, these didn't just start. These things have been around for a long time. And the whole concept that these powerful people in these at Yale University, they've been there in Yale University for generations. And there's something going on there other than just people having a fraternal situation. I mean, you talk about fraternities and sorority. Now, that stuff goes back to ancient Greece. So this is not a small thing. This is the idea that people can conspire, can come together and conspire to manipulate human consciousness and social reality is not a joke, and it's not something that is far-fetched and unrealistic. And I think when you talk about the movement of Satan in Scripture, it tells you that he starts as a serpent in the garden, and he ends up a dragon in the lake of fire in Revelation.
Mm.
So it's a growth process associated with the time that Satan is going to have to rule the world or to bring the world to a certain level of degeneration before the resurrection, and thy kingdom come, thy will be done is established. So the times and the circumstances, the realities of satanic ideas and movements is not ludicrous. It's not foolishness, especially when you consider organizations like Skull and Bones, Illuminati, and others.
Okay, if you just joined us, you're listening to Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations with the movie review of The Beautiful with Russell Crowe. And some very
Beautiful Mind.
The Beautiful Mind, I'm sorry, make that correction here. The Beautiful Mind, as it relates to what's going on in the world right now, because right now what we see, Lionel, is chaos and confusion. Yes, we have been manipulated to the degree, and I thought I was the only person that was hooked on the impossible, to say it like that.
Yeah, well, anything. Hey, they've been saying, I've been hearing since I was a kid. Anything is possible.
Right.
And if you can conceive it, and you believe it, you can achieve it.
Right.
And the idea that 1% of the people control more than 50% of the wealth is not an accident. And when you understand the dynamics, the governing dynamics, was the thesis that John Nash wrote, and this is for real. This is not fiction. This guy actually was an intellectual genius who was, swept up, caught up right away into education, given all kind of opportunities, and because he was a genius, and they wanted to feed that mind and utilize to get the benefits from it. Which is a good thing, but
right.
When he started talking about this governing dynamic, and implied that what was happening indicated that there was some kind of a secret shadow government operating in the world, that's when he started getting a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
And those problems led to him being confined in a mental institution for the criminally insane, and it was only his wife, according to the movie. Now, I don't know how much of that is true. You know, they don't give you the whole story. They add stuff to it. But according to the movie, his wife stuck with him, persevered through all kinds of persecutions on her end towards her to see to it that he got justice. And his name was cleared, and but by that time he had been mentally ill for real.
So, wow.
It was a good story. You know, people need to wake up and get real. This fun mentality is really making devastating consequences in people's judgment. You know, the ability to cope with stresses is not something that children are known for. And when you have adults who have minds and attitudes about life that are very childish and foolish, you're in a very, very bad, precarious situation. And we have to encourage each other to stop being foolish and to not give ourselves over to foolish things. Magic is foolishness. Illusion, falsehood, fantasy. These things have undermined our ability to really be mature and reasonable and have any kind of stable social reality. And we got to change that if we're going to survive this 21st century.
Well, it's up to us to do the work.
Yeah. Well, I believe it's going to happen, too, because divine decree. I believe that this is what is God's will, you know. Thy will be done is not just a joke. It's not, you know, you're not talking about my will going to be done. We're saying that God have always said that this is what's going to happen. It's going to be all right. There's going to be a resurrection. A human society is going to come out of this malaise, this sickness, this plague, and get real. I think that's what's going to happen, and I'm looking forward to it because I can see us making a whole lot more progress if more people were committed to the other than foolishness.
Yeah, that's an uphill battle.
I think the circumstances of the day are going to make it less up here, going to level that heel off. We're going to be down here pretty soon because that's going to be the way to go. Got to get real. I think that's very prophetic that these children, these young people, have made that a statement that is worldwide. Get real. Get real. Get real. Turn off the BS and get real.
And I am pulling up for those who may not be aware of the movie, just as I wasn't aware of. I don't know. I've got got to put that on my to-do list here, The Beautiful Mind with Russell Crowe. And there it is. If you're watching on the switchboard, you probably can't see this, but for those of you who are on social media, you can see this. This is the trailer for the movie Beautiful Mind. And I'm looking at this trailer. I'm like, did I see this? I don't know. No, I didn't see it. So maybe that
you
might
know,
be.
I think it's, interesting, too, that Russell Crowe has done a number of very politically relevant movies. We talked about Gladiator recently. Another one was The Insider, which are also very controversial, talking about the cigarette industry and a noted chemist who was working for the tobacco industry turned state's evidence against them in terms of their willful and deliberate injection of chemicals into citizens that would make it harder for people to quit. Did, and 60 Minutes did a big expose on it, and they did a movie. I forget the name of the movie, but it was about the cigarette industry.
Yeah.
It was The Insider. The Insider was the name of the movie, yeah.
Oh,
so,
okay, yeah.
You know, so Russell Crowe has done a number of very powerful movies like that. John Michael Landon is one of my favorite creators, producers. And, you know, there are a few of them. So, you know, it's change. It's an opportunity to change, but it has to have a fundamental level of seriousness and concern in your concern to keep from being misled.
And as you said, always on the show, we have been misled, bamboozled, everything that you can possibly think of. Much of what we see is an illusion. It's not even real. And we've gotten to the point where we can't even distinguish reality from illusion.
Or to prefer illusion to reality.
Yes, yes.
Our perception of reality is that it's no fun.
Right. And if it ain't fun, we don't want to bother with it.
Right, and that's childish. That's very immature. You can be easy. Children can be led astray very easily.
And we often are. Excuse me, if you're looking at the screen here on the platform, you will see the movie A Beautiful Mind. And this is the one with Russell Crowe. And I think what should people be looking for besides the obvious when they look at this movie? Thinking about all that you said this morning, Lionel.
Well, I'll pray to Allah. I think the title itself opens up a whole lot of interesting ideas. You know, what we consider to be beautiful is they say beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Uh-huh.
And you know what you're looking for. You know you might not if you're looking for something that's going to be sensational. You know, like children. You know, children look for that which is sensational,
right?
And, you know, that which is of the flesh, that which has carnal appeal, that appeals to your base nature, your libido. If it's sex, if it's violence, if it's food, if it's merrymaking, that is what children are inclined towards. And if you don't have that, you might not get their attention. we have to grow up. We have to get real. We have to really honor and glorify our Creator and show respect and appreciation for the many blessings we have received in terms of how we respond to circumstances and situations. It is not for children to run the world. It is for adults to run the world. And it's not for a few number of adult-minded people to trick everybody else into staying children. That will make us the best possible society. We need everybody to have their lights on. We need everybody to be involved in the process of making this world a better place.
Amen. I love the way you coined that. Everybody needs to have their lights on.
Well, we did a review from the 90s also of Carlos Santana's beautiful piece called "Put Your Lights On." At the end of that, I was recently told that what's his name, the DJ Howard Stern used to play this all the time on his radio show, and I didn't know that. I don't listen to Howard Stern,
right?
But he would play it all the time, and it was a major revelation to me because it wasn't the biggest hit on Santana's album, but it struck me in a powerful way. I did a review of it, and at the end of the movie, at the end of the song, he actually makes a statement that is in Arabic, which is the statement that a Muslim must make when he becomes a Muslim.
Oh.
It is the declaration of faith, actually. It says, La ilaha illallah. This is actually at the end. The last words in that song actually say that. La ilaha illallah.
Okay.
And I thought that was profound because it means there is no God but Allah. There is nothing worthy of your fear, nothing worthy of your worship except Allah, the one God, who is not a man, not a group of men. And that all men need to submit to, men and women.
Okay. Excuse me.
And through that submission, you will not be made foolish. You will be made very conscientious, strong-minded people who have strong moral principles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And morality is as essential to human life as water is. And there's not a lot of morality left in the world, and where it does exist, it is in extreme cases and is under a lot of fire.
Mm.
So, but I think that's the way to go. You know, we got to get more mature, more adult, more moral in our thinking. And it's a process. I think it's happening every day.
And that morality has to start at home, as children. As children. You can't wait until a child is in their teens or 8, 9, or 10 and start teaching them moral. That has to be from birth. And I know birth sounds a little much, but, it has to begin at home, period. Yes,
correct. The best teacher is a good example, you can't teach morality if you're not trying to live it.
All right now.
Yourself, and the best teacher is your example. So
yeah.
More people have to be in that mindset to want to do the right thing, to want to do the thing that is morally in the best interest of a healthy human society.
Uh-huh.
It's not do what you do your own thing and whatever you want to do is okay. No, you got to conform to a standard. There has to be a minimal level of discipline and morality in order for the society to even be healthy.
Mm.
It's like water. If you're drinking water that's dirty, You're not being very healthy. You know, can't expect the dirty water to be good for you to drink. So if you're getting moral guidance that does not cleanse your spirit, you're drinking dirty water.
Basically,
that's what's got to change. People got to have the idea that somebody has paid for your sin, that your sins are going to be wiped clean just because you say you believe in something.
Mm-hmm.
That's childish. That's immature.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost insane to believe that that's possible. And that's the way to make the world a better place is for somebody to die for your sins and you just go ahead on and continue to sin and not feel like you got anything to worry about. That's not a good idea.
Mm-mm.
I think, the evidence of it is the society where that idea exists is one of the most immoral in the world.
So where do we go from here?
Oh, it ain't that complicated. Clean your water.
What'd you say?
Clean your water. Stop drinking dirty water.
Stop drinking dirty water.
It ain't complicated. It really ain't. You either continue to follow the misguidance that has led to the world situation being what it is, or you can recognize, as the young people say,
mm-hmm.
that we've been misled, bamboozled, run amok, and led astray.
And that we have been doing, loud and clear. It is 8:26 here on the Female Solution and Higher Learning Network TV show. We are joined by my co-host, Brother Lionel Abdul-Hop of Community Cultivations, discussing how the movie A Beautiful Mind has us in the state of mind that we are currently in. And if you are currently in a state of mind that is not conducive to your well-being, your health, that of your family and your community, that means you're still doing what, Lionel? You're still drinking dirty water. Dirty water is contaminated, and it contaminates your mind. It contaminates your community. It contaminates your thinking and the possibilities of what
disease.
May happen. Yes.
Yeah, dis-ease. Yeah. Mental and physical disease.
Mental and physical, yes, sir. You wonder why you feel the way you feel. You wonder why you do the things you do. You catch yourself sometimes, it's like, why did I just do that? And I know there's something I should not have done. I know there's something I should not have participated in, but I did. Because you're still drinking dirty water. I love it. You know, I'm going to be using that for a minute. You're drinking dirty water. And people going to think I'm talking about alkaline or osmosis. No. It is the mindset that you keep. And it's not a beautiful mind if it's a mind that is plummeting with chaos and confusion of what's going on in the universe. Because it's all an illusion. It's here to keep us distracted from the truth, like the truth that is that you shared with us earlier, Lionel, about how they took it out of, got rid of the books. Got rid of it in media. Don't even talk about it anymore. So we've been distracted.
Definitely, it's more relevant today. And you know, the suppression, to focus on the Adolf Hitler, to focus on the insanity, of killing people, just mass and gonna kill all the Jews. This is rooted in an extreme ideology. But everything has some basis of fact and truth that needs to be, aired out. It needs to be examined. You don't just suppress it. You have to deal with it. And either prove or disprove any credible connection to the information.
Mm.
But it was all suppressed. Mm. I mean, like I say, that protocol of the Learned Elders of Zion was banned,
mm-hmm.
and it's hard to find. It's really hard to find, but
yeah.
it has relevant information. about conspiracy to overthrow the, to rule the world. People need to be aware.
Well, I thank you for bringing the awareness that you have to the show, Lionel, because people need to know, and they can make up in their own minds if this is something that they want more information on. And we've got more information for you coming up. We're going to take calls this last half hour at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak, and we'll take our last break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these voices of enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationship? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Are you stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? Then book your free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speaks, the mindfulness trainer, at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you for joining us here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. We're joined by our Monday morning mindfulness co-host, Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivation, discussing A Beautiful Mind, the movie In A Beautiful Mind. How beautiful is your mind this morning? Are you working the mind? Are you listening to the spirit, the guide that is within you? Guide, God, whatever you choose to call it. Or are you being bamboozled? Are you following the norm? That's the question of the day. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Are you going along with the chaos and confusion that's going on in the world? And speaking of chaos and confusion, there's a lot of it. So the question is, how do you decipher what is real and what is true? How do we do that, Lionel?
Well, I mean, it's you have to purify your intentions.
Mm.
You have to really, it begins with your intentions. Gratitude should be the first reaction to life. Life is a blessing thing. Human life is a miracle. And the more we understand what our human life is, the better we'll be. But gratitude is where it begins. And once you have gratitude, you have to give back. I mean, life is a gift, and what you give back is how you use that life and how you develop that life, how you care for that life, how you respect the life. And the best respect is to honor and to know where it came from and who you should be grateful to. So the reality of life begins, I think, with gratitude. The first response to life should be gratitude. And our intention should be to show that gratitude to the Creator who gave it to us. And if the people who, the process of your mother and father of giving you birth, that's gratitude to them. But the process and the realities of life didn't come from them. They are part of it. And understanding the relationship between family and social development, the social institution, the principles of social, human social life that we evolve through from infancy to maturity are signs that you got to grow up. You have to evolve. You have to become wise. You can't just be a fool all your life. You can't be a child forever. And the best role of a parent, which is to make sure that that child has a guidance, have the guidance that will help them to get better and grow. So I think it's very profound in this review that we use the verses from the Quran that talk about Abraham. Abraham is considered a patriarch in Muslim, Christian, and Jewish traditions. These are the three major religions that influence most of the people in the world today. And there are so many similarities between all three of them, but Abraham is one that exists among all three as an honored, respected patriarch who offers guidance for all of us, not just his children, but for the people who respect his leadership. And what it says fundamentally is that you are not to worship anything other than God, the one God, and that God is one. And one means that there's nothing else like God. There's nothing else that can compare with God. And how you see other ideas that are out here in the world that tell you about God is where the confusions come in. When God becomes more than one, when God can be male or female, when God can you can make God something that has flaws, created human flaws, that's when you're going in the wrong direction. And I think historically, as you again look at history, you'll see very clearly where new ideas were imposed to change from the fundamental idea of one God. And that's where we've been getting misled. And,
I know. I am so glad that you spoke of this, Lionel, from a social aspect and what are we doing with our lives as it relates to the community. And I want to share with our viewing audience something I forgot to mention earlier is the homeless project that we're working on here at the Higher Learning Network. As we've been doing this for a while because 2017, my little brother Douglas Robinson was murdered.
Yeah, I remember.
And that was put on my heart to do that. So I want to just share this video, just like a minute long, with how we as human beings can make a difference in the lives of others. So take a look at our homeless project. And you can go online and see it on Instagram, Instagram.com/HLN Homeless Project.
Well, no, I mean, it's a give and a take. You know, it's an inhale and an exhale. Life has, you reap what you sow, and you have to plant seeds and cultivate it in order to be able to sustain your life. And so giving is part of it. It ain't just a take, take, take. It's a, you got to give and take. And so these are basic fundamentals of life. Inhale, exhale, give and take is the same. It's the same principles. And seeking balance, and to the extent that if you do anything, you want to give more than you take. Mm. You don't want to take more than you give. You've already been given much. And the idea of glorifying God, doing something that will make your existence a benefit, a blessing, that you have not just been here to experience life, but you have been put here to affect a positive input into life, to give something back, to make a contribution, to glorify the God who put you here and gave you those faculties. In fact, to the degree that you do that, you will be raised to higher and higher levels to where you can do more. But it's a growth process. It's an exercise. You got to give and you got to work and you've got to grow. And when you're not growing, you're going in the wrong direction.
Mm.
When you're not becoming wiser, you're going in the wrong direction. When you're not becoming more humble, you're going in the wrong direction.
Mm.
Humility is as much a part of human life, and the reality of humility is as much a part of the human life as it is of God. God is the most humble. Allah, there's nothing more humble than Allah, and Allah is not trying to force you. But he's offering you clear guidance that shows you that if you trust in the realities of life, you will grow, you will get stronger, and that will be the evidence that you're on the right path, that you're growing, that you're not imagining growth. Your growth is not just in material things, but you are growing on the inside. Your spirit is getting stronger. Your insight is getting clearer. Your wisdom is getting better. You are able to evaluate and assess things coming before they get there.
Say that. Before they even get there. Oh, and before we get there, it is 8:47. We go off at 8:57. So let's take some calls right quick. 779-770. You are live on the Female Solutions. Oh, I forgot to give the number, 515-605-9325. You got to press 1 to speak. We see you on the switchboard. It's lit up, but you got to press 1. 779-770, Grand Rising. Hi, who's this? Where are you calling from? What's your name?
Hashim Kamau, Rockford, Illinois.
This is who?
Hashim Kamau.
Passion, did you say?
Hashim.
Passion, passion.
Passion.
Passion. Grand,
thank you. What's your comment? Passion.
I want to ask Brother Abdul Haq, what is the name of that book, Elders?
The Learned Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion.
The Protocol of the Elder?
Learned Elders. Of Zion.
The learning.
Learned. E-D. Learned.
Of Zion.
Yes.
Protocol of the Learned of Zion.
Elders. The Learned Elders of Zion.
The Learning Elders of Zion. Did you get that, sir? Protocol of the Learning Elders of Zion.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Shukran, brother.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for calling, because we needed to know that. Is that the book that you were talking about, Lyle, that's out of print now?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not out of print. It's banned.
Oh, it's banned. It's banned.
Yeah.
So good luck with finding that book. If you do, please let us call back and let us know that you found it and where you found it.
There's another book called Some Dare Speak Out. Some Dare Speak Out. That's another good book that I've heard. I didn't read it, but I heard it had some very good information in it. I haven't gotten it yet, but it was more recent than the first one.
Mm. Okay. So we may have some luck in finding that one. And that second title was Some Dare Speak Out. It is 8:50. We've got about 8 more minutes here, 7 minutes here. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Don't wait till the last minute. And then you get mad because we couldn't take your call. You got a call while we're still on the switchboard, because at 9 o'clock, the Lionel Abdul-Haq will be leaving us, and Naima Latif will be joining us for the after show. So if you want to get those comments in, a good time to press 1 would be right about now. And Lionel, I want you to wrap up before we take any calls, because people need to hear your final words for the day. So you've got a few minutes.
As always, I want to be express my appreciation for the opportunity. Every opportunity I get to try to share and to put forward some information that I think will be helpful is a golden opportunity. The ideas that I try to share, especially with regard to mass media programming, movies, music, and television, and the Internet, have a root in the idea of helping us to grow, helping us to overcome the programming effects and manipulations of mass media programming.
Mm.
And they are very powerful. But
yeah.
It's going to be all right. My information, Community Cultivations Consultants, is 773-642-1453. I encourage people try to get back in touch with communicating with each other directly as much as possible. We don't want to lose the ability to hear each other's voices and to communicate, knowing that your voice has value and communicates things that have very important significance to human communication and human social relationships. So we're losing a lot with all this texting and stuff we're doing. We need to not lose the ability to hear and to express verbally to each other ideas that are meaningful and important.
Amen, because we do, it confuses me sometimes. People say, I sent you a text 2 days ago. I was like, yeah, but if it wasn't important, why didn't you just call me? Pick up the phone and call. And it's like we have so gotten away from the human ways of doing things, and we are spending more time with AI. I just have to say that, artificial intelligence. 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. Let's try to get a few more calls in here before you leave. We got a few more minutes now. 336-350, you're live on the Female Solution Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 336-350. Unmute yourself. Grand Rising, 336-350.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Is that Mama AZ?
It is. It is. Brother, greetings, family. Brother Lionel.
Peace to you. Peace to you, sister. How you doing?
Hey. If you don't say anything else for the rest of this century, you were so on point, Brother Lionel, about we need to communicate verbally, eyeball people, give a person a hug. I didn't hear you say that, but that's how I took it. You are so correct, and it's put in place for us to continue to be disconnected. I see some things that a lot of people may not be aware of. And thank you, brother. Thank you for saying that. And thank you Sister Zelda. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, sister. Appreciate it.
We appreciate you appreciating us, Mama AZ from Arizona. We greatly appreciate you. I was worried about you. Hadn't heard from you a minute, but then I heard you on Viata show on Soul Purpose Healing.
Oh, you mean last night?
Yes, ma'am.
Give thanks. We must get back to the earth as well and to be a part, one with the earth. Thank us.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much for calling and sharing.
Have a wonderful day. Yes,
all
ma'am.
Right. You have a wonderful day, too. Always good to hear from Mama AZ. Thank you so much. Let's try to get another couple of calls in before we can. 312-671. You're live on the Female Solution Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your comment as it relates to the show?
Well, Yah Shalom. Assalamu alaikum and Grand Rising to Brother Lanier Abdul. This
Minister
is Brother
Tom.
Minister Tom.
Right.
Yes, from Chicago.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
I
just want to wish him and you all happy Kwanzaa, and I hope that he participate with us with the Mary Washington Foundation.info, which will be sharing unity in the community, black and black love, and information, which is a key to success. And black power education is the very, very best. And I think that's what he shared with us all today. And we're going to be doing our Kwanzaa on December the 26th, which is the fourth Monday, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Lake Grove Village at 3515 South Cottage Grove, which is the first floor. And it's going to be dedicated to Dr. Webb Evans, Pastor Mary and Earl Sorton, Mayor Harold Lee Washington, and you, all those that be present, and yours truly, Minister Robert Floyd Plump. And for more information, you can call us at 312-671-2773. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Peace be with you.
Closing. Thank you so much, Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivation. We appreciate you. We'll see you back here next month, same place, same time. You can contact Lionel at 773-422-1453. Thank you, Lionel.
Thank you. Peace be with you.
Be with you too, my brother, as we listen to the closing, and we'll be back at 9 in just a couple of minutes for the app. Stay close.
www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Cheche, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Medasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Jeret, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakor, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings. Thank you.
especially in the after
the best
show,
piece of advice I've
if you
ever been
did
given
not
was
get a chance
to always
to, okay.
work like you never make.
Okay, here we go. We're officially in the after show. If you were not able to join us yesterday, you can join us right now. As I can show you what's going on in the world in Chicago.
Of the conflict between
I won't say good and evil, but I would say the enlightened versus the unenlightened.
Mm.
Those who are and I'm going to treat you like you're lesser than me. That's a lower mindset that we're evolving out of. And so everywhere we're tapping, we're seeing it exposed so we can look at it and decide where we want to be. Do we want to be on the side of the people who are treating each other with kindness? Or do we want to be with the people who are treating others meanly, people who are trying to take advantage of people and trying to hurt people for their own selfish gain? It's a choice. But when you choose the kindness, your life is better. The quality of your life is better. You experience more joy. If you choose the other side, you're constantly living in fear that somebody's going to hurt you because you're hurting people. So and the choice is being made clear right in front of our eyes. That's why we see such a huge disparity between the behaviors of Dr. Willie Wilson and other elected officials who just don't, I mean, they talk nice, but we don't see the behavior. We don't see the real love for the people coming from them in terms of their own personal action. And I believe that however you're going to lead people is how you live your life. If you're not living your life in a way that is kind and considerate and compassionate, why would I expect you're going to govern that way? So seeing it demonstrated, this is what a leader looks like who leads from the heart. Give people what they need. Understand that the real problem of crime is that people don't have what they need. And so fix that instead of figuring out how you can lock up more people and fine more people for not having money and, you know, all those things that we have accepted as being okay to be mistreated by those in power. That's been the history of humanity for too long, where people who are in rulership treat other people as if they're nothing. And we've accepted that as that's the way it's supposed to be, and it isn't. So we need to see the contrast. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing the contrast so we can know, wait a minute, that's not how it's supposed to be. You're not supposed to let somebody who's supposedly in charge mistreat you and withhold things from you and throw you out of your home and snatch your car and auction it off because you don't have money. I mean, all these mean things that are being done. We've accepted it. And we need to see that it's wrong. And we need to see that there are people who don't do that. So we can choose. And those who are not acting in that manner, they know they gotta step their game up if they want to win the confidence of the people. We're setting a new standard of human behavior, and that's as it should be. A different standard of behavior. We have raised the bar in what it means to be a human being. And anybody who wants to be in leadership or authority, they have to meet that bar. They have to raise their own standards to meet that bar. Otherwise, you're not going to deserve to be put in a position of authority and trust. And I'm glad to see things evolving that way. But, you know, what we're seeing is the clash between the two sides. That's what we see every day in the news. We see the difference between the people who are acting with love and the people who are acting with non-love. And they're not two forces. They're not good versus evil. There's only good and the absence of good. This is like there's light. You can't go into a room and turn on the darkness. What you can do is go into a room and not turn on the light. But the darkness has no power in and of itself. So what we have is people who are in the light, people who are enlightened, and then people who are further away from that. The further away from the light you get, the less light you can see with. So that means the people who are doing things that hurt people are people who are away from the light, where they can see clearly, where they can understand that the way we're supposed to treat each other is with love, with kindness, with respect, with compassion. The people who can't see that are people who are far away from the light. Now, we can try to help them by bringing light to them or bringing them to the light. But it's a choice. You can choose how you want to live, what you want to experience, how you want to be. It's always a choice. And every time we see the difference, we can see what choices people have made. It's so simple, fixing this problem that we have. It's so simple.
people just have to know that they can make a choice and they can create the life they want. There's no overpowering evil force that you can't overcome, and people get afraid. Oh, the government's going to do this. Oh, well, the government's going to do that. These people who are attacking people who are speaking truth, they want to give us the illusion that they have power over us. No one has power. No one has the power to do anything but either be kind or unkind. And when people act as if they have power, they act as if they have the ability to silence people or destroy people. That's the delusion they want to maintain, the delusion that they have greater power than they have. Darkness will never have power over light. Darkness can only be the absence of light. So everybody who is afraid that, oh, I can't say this, or I can't do that, or, oh, this person got in trouble, that's a delusion. No matter what someone says about you or who does will to you, they cannot make you lesser than who you are. They can't take away your intelligence. They can't take away your talent. They can't take away your skill. And they can't take away your connection to the divine power that runs everything. And when we know that, we will stop living in fear of anybody who pretends to have power that they don't have. The only power they have is the power that we give them with our belief that they have it. So this is what we're seeing manifest. When someone speaks out and they say, this person is doing wrong. This person is exploiting people. This person is lying. And they expose it. And then suddenly it seems like all the forces are coming against them to attack them. That too is a delusion. Because everybody who can see is not afraid. They're not backing down. They're not capitulating to wrong. They're seeing what they're seeing. One of the best stories I ever heard as a child was the story, The Emperor Has No Clothes. Oh, no, it's called The Emperor's New Clothes is what it's called. And basically, if you never heard it, and I love how my mother read us these fairy tales when we were little. They stick with you forever. Because the moral of them teaches you some principles of living. And for those who didn't get the opportunity to hear that story in childhood, the story of The Emperor's New Clothes, you know, set back in way, you know, Middle Ages, England, whatever. And it was these two swindlers came in town. They were going to figure out how they were going to get all the king's money and everything. So they told him that they had this special magical cloth. They wanted to make him a new outfit with, a new garment. And they said, this magical cloth can show you who in your kingdom is wise and who's just a fool. Because the wise people, they can see the material. The people who are fools, they can't see it. So the emperor, he thought, oh, wow, this is really powerful. Yeah, I want to do that. So these two swindlers, they start pretending like they had this cloth. And said, oh, look at it. Isn't it beautiful? And the emperor looked, and he couldn't see anything. He thought, oh, my God, that means I'm a fool. But I can't let them know. So he pretended like he could see. Oh, yeah, oh, it's wonderful. And they would go, oh, look at the colors on it. And he said, oh, yeah, they're wonderful. Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah, I'd love you to make me a garment out of this. So these two con men, they went through the whole charade of, you know, hanging up the clothes and measuring him and cutting the cloth and sewing it and everything. And the emperor, he had to pretend like he could see some cloth because they had told him, this is magic cloth. And wise people can see it, but the fools, they can't. So he had to pretend like he could see it as they act like they were sewing and measuring and trying it on. And the word spread all around the kingdom that this was some magic cloth they were making this garment from, that it would show who was a fool and who had wisdom. So everybody was just anticipating seeing this new garment. So the day came, the swindlers finally said, oh, we're all done. Oh, this is a magnificent new robe and just a magnificent garment. The colors are so wonderful and brilliant. Oh, people will love it. Let's have a big parade and show the whole town. So the emperor, of course, he agreed he was going to put on his new clothes made out of this magical cloth that could discern, you know, show people who was wise and who was a fool. And so now he's standing here in his birthday suit, you know, nothing on, basically, butt naked, as they say. And these women, they pretended like they were putting on the undergarments, and they're putting on the other, the overgarments, they're putting on all the robes, and they're putting on their, you know, pretending, of course, they're going through the pantomime, and he's, you know, pretending like he had, and he can see, oh, this is so beautiful, yeah, this is wonderful. And so he gets and sits in his chariot, and everybody who looked at him, they knew that this cloth was supposed to be able to show who was a fool, because if you were a fool, you can't see it. So he put in his chariot, and he got a stitch on, but, you know, everybody who looked, they had to pretend like they could see the cloth, because they knew, oh, if I can't see the cloth, then I'm a fool. So, oh, Hitler, he looks so magnificent. Oh, you're wonderful. Oh, this is beautiful. Oh, the most brilliant colors on this cloth. Everybody's praising everything, pretending like they can see it. So he gets ready to, you know, for this parade down the main street. Oh, the street's a line of people. Everybody's waiting to see this cloth. And as he's parading down, he's like looking and go, oh, my God, I can't see this cloth. I'm a fool. I can't let anybody know. Everybody's cheering. Oh, yeah, it looks beautiful. It's wonderful. Ah, they're cheering. Oh, nobody wanted to admit that they couldn't see anything, because that would mean they were just a fool. So the emperor, he's acting like, oh, yeah, I got my nice robes on. I'll pretend like I can see it too. And he's just showing all off and everything, and everybody's clapping. Then a little child's looking. And everybody's clapping. Oh, the emperor has got beautiful robes on. This cloth is magnificent. The little child goes, which has nothing on. But he had nothing on. And people listened to this little child, and they thought about it. They said, wait a minute, this is a child. A child can't be a fool. A child is just innocent. And one by one, people started saying, yeah, he has nothing on. And then other people were hearing other people admit it, and they go, he has nothing on. He has nothing on. He has nothing on. So it started spreading through the crowd. People started admitting that they saw him wearing nothing. And finally, everybody was saying, but he has nothing on. And so here this emperor realized he's being paraded through the town in a chariot, butt naked, because he believed these swindlers, and he would not admit the truth of what he didn't see, because he was trying to pretend, like everybody else was trying to pretend, but that little child finally just busted it out. But, of course, there's nothing he can do now. He's out there now. So he just had to sit there stiff and, you know, pretend like he still saw some clothes, even though the whole crowd was going, but he has nothing on. And he had to get through that parade, get through the parade of shame as he realized he had been swindled. And that was one of my favorite stories of the child coming from Grimm's fairy tales, all the emperor's new clothes. And it's a lesson for us. When we see something, say something. Or when we don't see something, say something. Tell the truth about what is real. Don't pretend to go along with what is popular because you're afraid you're going to be ridiculed. Tell the truth. So when we hear people among us being like that little child, speaking out and saying what is true and what we know is true, but we're afraid to say it, don't be afraid. Speak up. Because the real fools are the ones who won't speak, who won't say what they know, because they're afraid they're going to be criticized. This is the lesson that we're learning right now from all that is going on in front of us. People who swindled us into believing they have power that they don't have, and we're believing it and not speaking out about what we see them doing because we're afraid we're going to be criticized. Everybody's been made afraid to speak. And those who are saying what is real, what they see, what they don't see, those who are telling the truth, some people are afraid to admit that they're right because they're afraid of criticism. So we're either going to be like all those townspeople clapping and applauding for cloth that isn't there, or we're going to have the courage to be like that little child and say, but he has nothing on. is the time. We have to have the courage to speak what we know is true and not be afraid, not believe people have powers that they don't have. It's like those swimmers, people making you believe they have the power to shut you down, the power to silence you, the power to make you unpopular, the power to cancel you. They don't have that power. The only power swindlers have is the power that the fearful give them, just like those who swindle the enemy. So, what are you going to do? This is where we are. So, when we all collectively say, but he has nothing on, then the spell of deception is broken. The idea that any group of people has the power to choose who can speak and what can be said, that spell is broken. When we all stop living in fear, when we all stop allowing ourselves to be manipulated, when we all stop being afraid to say what we can see is the truth because we're afraid of criticism. When we stop being afraid, the spell will be broken. And that's what happened with the Emperor's New Clothes. So this is going to play out. It's going to play out in a way that will transform the world we live in. For a long time, people have used deception and public opinion to keep control of people's thoughts and to keep people in a state of fear over being disapproved of. That's about to end. That's about to end. Because we are realizing that no one has power. We all collectively carry our own power. No one has the ability to keep anybody from becoming anything. Now, it's been tried. We have seen people who will speak out against racism and oppression. We've seen them attacked in the mass media. And the idea is an attack by the mass media can shut you up. But it can't. We've even seen, we've lived through periods where people who spoke out were assassinated. And the truth is they became more powerful in death than they were in life. You look at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Never had his speeches been worldwide distributed, spoken by children and learned by heart by so many across the world when he was alive as they were after he transitioned. Look at every single person who was one who had the courage to speak out against those who abused authority. They always became more powerful after their persecution, going all the way back to the one we know as Jesus. And he lived before the internet, before YouTube channels, before Facebook, before Twitter. He was walking and giving his message. And now, what name has been most repeated and talked about it, even those who try to distort his teaching? Even now, truth is coming to light. So no one can silence you, and no one can kill you. No one can impoverish you when you have skills and talents, even if they try to make you unpopular by speaking ill of you. There is nothing anyone can say or do to you that makes you lesser than who you are. And when you know that for sure, then your fear is gone. And the power of those who deceive the masses of people is gone. And that's what's happening now. That's what's happening before our eyes. And we're able to choose which side do we want to be on, the light or the absence of light. That's all there is. And anybody who tries to make you believe that there's anything else, they themselves are in deception. Time to awaken and see the truth and speak it for ourselves. And never again. So I really enjoyed the words of our brother, Lionel Abdul-Haq, as always. I think that as we collectively grow in wisdom and form a collective mind, we will see the collective power that comes from removing fear of people who have made us live in fear out of deception and belief that others have power over us. No one has power over anyone. And that's what we're learning.
And I am so grateful to be a part of this learning experience. Thank you so very much, Naima Latif, Executive Director of the Female Solution, the show that you are watching here. She is the producer of not only the Female Solution, but On Air Everywhere .com. The news channel. And what time can we hear the report today and every day, Naima?
You can hear the On Air Daily News every day at 1 p.m. Central Time. And from 1 to 1:30 every day, Monday through Friday, get the latest daily news from Washington, D.C., from around the world, from around the block, from everywhere as we share with you updates of what is happening in and around where we all live. And we want to encourage you to make news yourself. Get involved in the activities that are making a difference where you live. But of course, we definitely want to share with you daily news. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/onairdailynews, or you can listen to every daily broadcast right on the On Air website at www.onaireverywhere.com. Just go to the radio broadcast page and listen in to the On Air Daily News.
And that is onaireverywhere.com. Be sure and check it out. I'll be tuning in. I hope you'll be tuning in, too. And be sure and share. As soon as it comes on, you got to share. Share, share, share. Because this is information you are not going to get in major media. Because that's all part of brainwashing. Excuse me. Programming of the norm. Of the norm. So you don't think you're programmed? We need to have a conversation. Anywho, just wanted to share that with you. And before we leave, to stay community-minded, and know that there's a community out there that needs you. Because you, yeah, I'm talking to you, you have too much in your closet that you are not using. And there are people who need blankets and pillows and generators and heaters and butane and all of that good stuff. And we need you to go to higherlearningnetwork.org and make a donation today. Or just go to Tent City, any of them. There's plenty of them. But the ones that we go to on our Tent City on Desplaines Avenue between Taylor and Roosevelt and also on Chicago Avenue between Kedzie and Sacramento. And we made a delivery just this past weekend for the for the homeless, giving them food, and I told them I'd be back with butane, so I'm going to need you to participate. I'm going to need you to take a look at this video and look at it on your own and see how much, see how appreciative they are. And here's Tony. Oh, let me open it up.
God bless you. Please help. Please be out here and open up. God bless y'all.
Get what you can also.
Please get what you can.
All right. Okay, let's open it up together. Got a box here, and this other gentleman too. Get some food here. Come on. Yep. Apple juice and some other stuff. Can you carry this? And there's one more back there too. Can you reach in there?
Yeah, help us. You know, sanitary. That'd be sanitary.
Tony, can you open that door up and push that?
Oh, Fox. Yeah, I can't kneel. I messed up knees.
No, we don't want you messing up your knees. I know what's going on.
No, I can't. What's
there
knees?
You go. Sanitizing.
Okay.
Spray.
Yeah, it's good. This one?
Yep, yes it is. Y'all be sure and share.
Yep, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. And for those who want to donate, the food is courtesy of EAAChicago.org. And we got more tents, more propane. And when we get it, we'll bring it by here.
Awesome, awesome.
All righty?
Yep.
Enjoy your day. Thank you so much. Be sure and share. And you can share too. We're right here on Chicago.
We're right there on Chicago Avenue. You can make tax-deductible donations to higherlearningnetwork.org. They need butane. Butane is at Walmart. You get 2 8-ounce canisters for $10. For $10. Get nine of your buddies together, and you can get $10. You can send $10 tax-deductible to Higher Learning Network. These people are freezing. It's cold outside. It's Chicago.
Yes. So if people want to send, are they sending through Cash App, Zelle? What are the ways?
They can send it through Cash App. I'm looking for my information here. There you go. To help the homeless, gas generators and air mattresses by donating to the higherlearningnetwork.org or paypal.com. If you go through PayPal, our email is higherlearningnw@yahoo.com. And all the donations are tax deductible, and I am looking for Cash App and Zelle. That's on it. There it is. Nope, that's not it. How did I get that one? No. It's here. There you go. Cash App, Zelda Speaks 2. You know, that number, dollar sign. Excuse me. And sharing is caring, so it'll come back around again. And it says Cash App is, come on around, Cash App, $ Zelda Speaks, and the number 2, or Zelle, Zelda Speaks. If you have any questions, you need to call me, 312-409-6619. It's 312-409-6619. It is 9:32. Thank you so very much for all of your love, your attention, your sharing. And speaking of sharing, we had a few comments here. Deborah says, our third Saturday host on the Female Solution says, Grand Rising Stars, love the wisdom, many blessings. Thank you so much, Deborah, who is also one of the continuing sponsors of the homeless. So we are very grateful. And I let the homeless know, too, people that you don't even know are looking out for you, your best interest. So we appreciate that. And we appreciate you for sharing this video, because it's the Christmas season and people are spending money like crazy. So give something to somebody who you could sleep good tonight knowing that because you spent $10 to go to Walmart, or you can go to Walmart, pick them up and drop them off, but if you send the money to higherlearningnetwork.org,
people can see how to spell it right.
Oh, okay. if you send us a donation, you do not have to, it is tax deductible. So you can go to Walmart and get them, or Target, or Home Depot. Walmart just has the cheapest price. Just know that you helped somebody. And good karma is waiting on you. Good karma is everywhere. I like good karma. I'm not doing it for good karma. I'm doing it because the Spirit gave to me to do. So I got to do it. I don't have a choice. I got a choice, but I just choose to do good, and I hope you'll do good, too. Thank you so very much for being a part of the Female Solution. As I leave with the closing for today, we hope you've enjoyed the show, and we hope that you will share this video with someone else. So thank you so much for watching. We'll see you tomorrow. Jody Susan, Self-Care, 7 till 9 a.m., and we'll see you there. Thank you so much for watching and sharing. Shalom. Peace.
Are you stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? Then book your free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speaks, the Mindfulness Stress Relief Coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing. Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m.
You can cut it off, Tony.